This is the story of how one small island conquered the world.
Jamaican patois.
And a fair start. Asafa Powell. Usain Bolt is also out well. Here they come down the track. Usain Bolt!
It's a story of music, sport, and style. How its rhythms, athletes, and language went global.
Pull up, pull up!
This is how Jamaica conquered the world.
My name is Ian Andrews, and I work at the Institute of Sports. I'm the administrative director there in Kingston, Jamaica. We are the government's agency responsible for sports development at the junior and grassroots level.
My name is Leighton Levy. I am a Jamaican sports journalist. I now host a radio show on Nationwide Radio in Jamaica called Sports Nation Live. It airs four nights a week. I also write freelance for the Jamaica Gleaner and Star.
Track and field is a religion in Jamaica, not just a pastime or just a sport.
The success of Jamaica in 2008 was something that I don't think very many Jamaicans expected. They knew that we had a shot at some medals.
The writing was basically on the wall from 2004, when Usain Bolt, prior to that, had made the cover of Track and Field News as a junior athlete who was coming to do great things at the World Championship. The stage was set in 2006 when Jamaica won all the sprint events at the Commonwealth Games in Melbourne, Australia. So I think people were saying, wow, the Jamaicans are really coming, because what we had were a number of junior athletes that had now emerged to the senior level, including Veronica Campbell, Sharon Simpson, Safa Powell.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the city of Melbourne and the 18th Commonwealth Games.
And Powell gets a cracking start. Fasuba started well. Marlon Dennis with a little bit of work to do. Fasuba is pushing Powell all the way. Will Powell get there? He forces his way to the front and Powell wins it. It's finally a gold medal for the world record holder from Jamaica.
So the stage was being set now for great things to take place at Beijing. And I remember Michael Johnson, the outstanding quarter miler for America, saying, well, yes, the Jamaicans dominated the Commonwealth Games mainly because the Americans were not there. By the time Beijing comes around, it will be a different story.
Millian Walker had come home from college and had been training with Stephen Francis, had been doing pretty well on the Golden League circuit, running well, very well.
Usain Bolt as a youngster, realizing the opportunity that he had, and all it needed was for him to get serious. The 400 meters was what he was supposed to be doing as well, until he told the coach, Glenn Mills, that listen, I really don't want to do the 4 anymore. I don't like the workload. Usain got a little bit bored and didn't want the hard kind of work with the 400 and felt that he could be a sprinter. And obviously, based on his personality, he would enjoy the glamour and the accolades and the adulation that a sprinter would get if he wins a major event.
When Usain Bolt came out in 2008 at the Jamaica Invitational in May with an intent to run the 100 that year, because his fastest up to that point had been 10.03. Everybody knew Bolt is a 200 meters, 400 meters guy. And he ran 9.76. People were kind of stunned. A couple of weeks later, he goes to New York. He breaks Asafa Powell's world record and runs 9.72. All of a sudden, Usain Bolt went from being somebody who nobody really had any expectations of going into the Summer Olympics of that year to being the favorite.
But we also had young Shelly-Ann Fraser. An interesting story for her rise to success too was that she finished second at the trials, the national championships, behind Keron Stewart second, Sharon Simpson third, and the star girl Veronica Campbell Brown finishing in fourth. Now, there were many people who felt that Sharon Simpson, Keron Stewart were season campaigners, but Shelly-Ann Fraser, she was known then, was really an upstart and a pretender to the throne, and it was just a fluke she managed to beat Veronica Campbell Brown, because she was a star, and many people felt that nobody knew Shelly-Ann Fraser, so how dare she beat Veronica Campbell Brown?
Every 4 years, one event takes over the world. The Olympic Games.
And a fair start, Asafa Powell. Usain Bolt is also out well. Here they come down the track. Usain Bolt sprinting ahead, winning by daylight. And setting a world record, 9.7.
6'8", the wind is okay. New world record, how easy was that?
The 100 meters is running a straight line, but Usain Bolt just turned the corner, and the line starts behind him. It no longer is good enough to be sub-10. They have now gone into the realm of video game times. 9.69 for Usain Bolt, and he made it look easy.
I think that just buoyed the rest of the team, and what we saw day after day after day was just one great performance after the other.
Jamaica is the new sprinting capital of the world. The Jamaican women swept the 100-meter final. Shelly-Ann Fraser blew away the field running a 10.78. Then Karen Stewart and Sharon Simpson were a photo finish and tied for the silver.
I am officially going to call this the Jamaican Olympics. I really am. I mean, they are showing up and showing out completely.
Now it's time for the final of the women's 400 meters hurdles. Among the top contenders for this race, Sheena Toster of the USA and Melanie Walker of Jamaica. And early on, it's Toster of the United States, Walker also looking strong. Now Walker makes her move, and coming into the home straight, it's a race in two. Walker and Toster, and Walker pours on the speed. Melanie Walker powering to a win in the new Olympic record time of 52.64 seconds. Another gold medal on the track for Jamaica.
200 meter final.
Away cleanly, Bolt has got a very good start indeed, flies past Alonzo Edward on the outside of him, has had an excellent bend, Sean Crawford going well out in lane 8 as well, but it's all about Usain Bolt, 2 metres clear, 3 metres clear, 5 metres clear, and away he goes, he continues on his way towards another gold medal, watch the clock this time, I can't believe it, a fantastic 5 gold medals. 19.2, you've got to be kidding me.
Did they break the world record? Could Bolt go 3 for 3? So clean start. Nesta Carter's away, world. Blevin, I'm going to look for Trinidad and Jamaica all the way here. Here's the first change. Freighter waiting for it. Now here's Bolt about to get it, and he's flying to give it to Powell. Powell's away. They're flying here. They've smashed it. Powell gets his gold. And Usain Bolt has put the best three races together in Olympic history.
Usain's playing to the cameras and the crowd again. Powell's having a little dance, that's unusual, letting loose. Trinidad a lot looking happy. World record, 3 world records.
Time for the women's 200 meter final. Question was, would this be another opportunity for Jamaica to celebrate? Veronica Campbell-Brown, one of the favorites, gold medalist in Athens. What would happen in the women's 200? As they hit the turn, Veronica Campbell-Brown is running well, but so are other Jamaicans, Karen Stewart and Sharon Simpson. But it's Veronica Campbell-Brown in lane 4 winning this convincingly. Another sprint gold medal for Jamaica. Veronica Campbell-Brown wins in 21.74 seconds, and Karen Stewart of Jamaica wins the bronze. Jamaica has now won the 100 and the 200 meter races in men's and the 100 meter and 200 races in women's, and they have claimed 6 of the 12 sprint medals on offer. Another great night for Jamaican sprinting.
And now we cap off a golden performance by the Jamaican 4x100 meters men's relay team as they receive their gold medals, with Nesta Carter, Michael Freighter, Usain Bolt and Asafa Powell receiving the plaudits of the crowd for their world record breaking performance. Silver in this race went to Trinidad and Tobago, with the bronze going to Japan. But all eyes are on Jamaica after another brilliant sprinting performance in the Bird's Nest.
By the end of the game, I think Jamaicans were just stunned at the 6 gold medals. Remember, prior to 2008, Jamaica had won a total of 6 gold medals from 1948 right up to that point. And this time we won 6 in one go.
And by then, the world had to stand up and take notice. These Jamaican athletes are for real. The streets of Kingston and Montego Bay packed to capacity, watching big screens at Half a Tree in particular and Sam Sharp Square in Montego Bay. It was total pandemonium, if I can find one word.
Usain Bolt, the man come, and the man is so superb. Yes, when him come back to Jamaica, all Jamaican better look for him and call him the legend Bolt, because he's now the legend.
Pandemonium. It was insane, especially after Usain Bolt started the ball rolling with that world record in the men's 100 meter finals. The streets were filled with people. I think there's never been a greater feeling of pride in Jamaica than when Usain Bolt started the process, and each Jamaican athletes made it so much greater. There are people in the streets watching it on big screen TVs. Thousands of people would literally converge on Halfway Tree just prior to when the races were being run. Once the races got going, it was like one big carnival. Thousands of people blocking traffic, and I don't think even the motorists mind because they would stop and watch too. Crime went down during that period. I don't think there were any words that you could actually use to accurately describe the euphoria that's coursing through Jamaica at the time. From Moran Point to Negril, it was just complete exuberance. People were just happy. There was a sense of national pride and spirit that I've never seen or felt before in this country. People cried openly in the streets.
Needless to say, when the athletes came back home, it was mayhem. All hell popped loose. Motorcade from the airport for Usain Bolt, official welcome, cars and floats all over the country, transporting the athletes, waving to the crowd. It was absolutely phenomenal.
I said, Lord, please make it win. When Olympics come, I want to sit and eat and watch. And if Jamaica win, everybody win.
I say it every week, but please write reviews on iTunes. It's vital to keep the podcast visible and alive. And as I said last week, if I get 50 reviews on iTunes UK and a mere 20 on the US iTunes, I will continue to produce shows ad infinitum. So thanks go to This Guy Can Play for his review on iTunes Canada, Common Guy 22 and Sean DeMack for their reviews in the States and in the UK. Honourable mentions go out to Dean Edmondson Johnson, Dexter Hill, Michael Riley, Hedley Westerfield, Michael Morris and Kurt Nelson for their Facebook contributions. As my family and friends know, I'm a bit of a history nut, so it's with great pleasure that I can announce that I've joined the Project History Network, a group of history podcasts and podcasters on Facebook. You can also join the group on Facebook, just search for History Podcasts if you want to keep tabs on me and the new podcasts that the group are creating. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter where I'm at Roy Field, spelled R-O-I-F-I-E-L-D. You can follow the project on Facebook where we are at How Jamaica. On Facebook, we are facebook.com/How Jamaica, so please like us. The website is www.howjamaicaconqueredtheworld.com. See you next week.